Hello, everyone. This is Tatty Poo. Welcome to the Conjure Crew, where nothing is taboo and everyone is welcome. So sit back and enjoy. Hey, everybody. It's Tatty Poo. I just want to come and do like a subtopic for you guys, and it's about the importance of forgiveness. It was just laid upon my heart to do it, actually stressing your girl out about it, but I'm just gonna say a few things about it quick and easy. So in order for things to manifest in your life, in order for you to move on in your purpose, your divine purpose, in order to receive all those things that you've been hoping for, that you've been praying for, that you've been asking your ancestors for, all the work that you put in, you have to learn not only to forgive other people, but you have to learn to forgive yourself. That step is very, very important. And that's forgiving yourself for stuff that happened when you were 10, that you holding on to, that stuff that happened in college, or if you didn't go to college, incidents in your life where you put yourself in bad situations, or you made wrong decisions that you felt like were wrong. You have to forgive yourself, because all of that hurt, all that pain, and all those negative thoughts in your subconscious is going to keep you from manifesting an awesome, awesome life. Because if it's in your subconscious doesn't know that it's good or bad. It just know that it's there. So if you're going to continue to hold that in your subconscious, you're going to manifest that continuously in your life, unconsciously. So I feel that it's important that we start with that step. So it's easier said than done, of course. Forgiveness takes more than just the words, "I forgive myself." It's best if you start with looking yourself in the mirror and honestly saying that you forgive yourself. You forgive yourself for making that choice. You forgive yourself for the outcome of those choices. And you learn that lesson. Because if you don't learn that lesson, it's going to come back to you again and again and again. And that's a hard revelation for some people. And a lot of times, we like to play the victim. And everybody is against us. And everybody is hurting us. And all these things are happening to me. Why? But the lesson in that is what you're forgetting to learn. Which is why all these things are manifesting continuously. You have to deal with the things that are coming back in your life. It's important not only in your life physically, but spiritually as well. None of your works as far as hoodoo, working with your ancestors, magic, voodoo, whatever you participate in will not work. It's just not going to because of that blockage. You have to take care of your mental in order to take care of your spiritual. Because what you think is what is going to happen. Manifestation, of course, is what we know. So I think it's very important that we forgive ourselves. We forgive other people. You're human. Understand that everything you do is not going to be perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. That is a part of life. That's a part of growth. But remember, there's a lesson in that. Learn it, forgive yourself, and move on. Let go. Stop holding on to relationships, whether that's with a partner, whether that's with friends, whether that's with relatives. Understand that those things have to happen in order to create you and put you on the path that you're destined to be on. It's important for your growth spiritually, physically, and emotionally. And I think that forgiveness is being an emotion. Being that it is sometimes an emotion, you have to deal with the emotion, because sometimes we get caught up in the emotional part of our lives and we don't think clearly. We don't use our brains because of that feeling. That emotion brings so much out of us that we're not thinking logically. So we have to step back, take a breath, and reevaluate the situation to make sure that we are thinking clearly, we're using our better judgment, and that we understand that going forward, what is best for us, even if it's individual, your family, your work life, or whatever it may be. So, forgiveness is not easy. It does not happen overnight. There will be times where you forgive yourself and you do the same thing again, but that's the process, so you must forgive yourself once again. Forgiveness happens daily. Like, a lot of people say, you know, with Jesus, you know, he forgives you for all your sins, but do you forgive yourself for those same things? You have to forgive and let go. Learn the lesson, appreciate the lesson, and remind, it's like a, it's not a forgive, forget type of thing, because you have to remember that you made those mistakes in order to be a better person and to help others along the way. Because just because you're going through something does not mean that you won't be a help to someone else. A lot of us are here to help others. And a lot of us in our growth spiritually and physically is not going to happen without helping others. It's not just a selfish act. It just won't manifest in our own families, but it will help the community as well. But if you're holding on to these hard issues, hate, dislike in your heart, there's no way that good work can come out of that. There's no way that it could, you can't cure somebody with your hands while you hate your father and your mother and your baby mama and your baby daddy in your heart. You really have to work on it if you want to manifest something beautiful in your life. It just really has to happen. Forgiveness is important. Forgiveness should be a part of your daily affirmations. If you do affirmations, and affirmations are just many sentences that you say to yourself on a daily, like me and my daughter, we do it on her way to school. She says she's beautiful. She says she's smart. She says she's awesome. She says she's magical. We do those type of sentences over and over every day. She reminds me more now, because sometimes I'll be in my own mind just trying to get her to school, and she'll remind me she's ready. She's ready to do her affirmations, and we do them daily. And a lot of us need to do those affirmations in the mirror. You tell yourself that you're beautiful, you're important, you are magical, you forgive yourself. Then you say what you're forgiving yourself for. And as it gets easier and easier to look at yourself in the mirror and say you forgive yourself, you'll think of other things to forgive yourself for. That thing won't be so much of a, like a hill to say you forgive yourself for. You will forgive yourself for something else then. You work on it. You work on it piece by piece by piece. And then you will see things manifest in your life so much differently. Things will come into your life easier. People will see and notice a difference about you, a glow about you, because you won't be carrying all of that. A lot of people used to tell me, like, I have bad posture. I'm like, I have bad posture? They'd be like, because you're carrying so much and you don't even know it. Spiritually, you have so much on your shoulders, so much on your back. It's weighing you down physically. So you have to get that weight off of you. You have to get that weight off your shoulders. You have to get that weight off your back. And you need to get that weight out of your mind in order to be an awesome human being. Because there's so many people out there who are going through these mental issues, alone, depressed, anxious, if they would just let go. Let go. Just let go. It would be so much better for you. You wouldn't be anxious so much, you know, if you just take it day at a time, step by step. Nobody said it was going to be easy, but anything great is worth working for and fighting for. And to me, spiritually, mentally, and physical health, that is so much worth fighting for than it is monetary. Because all of that will come into fruition once you learn to free up all that extra in your life. So, I hope you guys take the challenge. Forgive yourself. Understand the importance of forgiveness. And I can't wait to hear your stories. And maybe we'll do a challenge. You know, 10 days affirmations and see if anything changes. Or 20 days, 30 days of just straight affirmations. And we'll get some feedback. But until next time, I'll catch you guys later.